Greetings. This is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network. We're broadcasting live from the East Eddy Ranch, and crazy stuff going on here. We've got the Soltec Conference with Jimmy Church and a list of great speakers. And we've also got Peter Slattery here as well with East Eddy Australia. And I really wanted to cover some things that actually just happened here. So maybe get Peter to come on and tell his story about the ships that just blew over the ranch just now. So welcome, Peter.
Hey, John, mate.
Great.
So we've had a couple of things happen already this morning. So there was sort of a recap. We've got the, James has got the Soltec conference going on here with Jimmy Church and a heap of speakers. But James and I were walking out of the Cathedral Hall, and do you want to tell him what you saw? And I was able to capture a little bit on camera.
Yeah, well, I turned around and I go, what is that? And I looked up and there's this giant luminescent, looked like a cigar-shaped ship. And I know you saw it too, and we tried to get it on. We got a little bit of it on a cell phone camera, but we'll see how we're going to blow it up later.
Yeah, it was about, what I saw was probably about an inch long, and it was just a luminescent white light. But James is just doing a workshop here outside, and I was sitting out on a chair, and I saw, only way I can describe it is like a diamond-shaped white light object, and it came out from behind the pine trees, and just all of a sudden the cloud coverage came in, and I tried to run to the other side of the cloud to see if it would come out, but it didn't. But it's been crazy since I've been here, and the energy of all the people here has just really amplified everything at the moment, so there's definitely been a lot of activity going on.
So anyway, so yeah, it's been crazy here, and when he was talking about it, it was about an inch, that was what it looked like in the distance. I'd say it was bigger than a 747 or something.
Oh man, it probably would have been two of them put together.
Yeah, it was definitely big. And we've had the mountain lit up, we've had all kinds of things happening on here. But, you know, it's just been crazy. So we're kind of roving around the ranch here and picking people up, and we've got Mackenzie here to bring in the feminine side about her experiences here at East Eddy. So we just kidnapped her. So, I mean, Mackenzie, you want to talk about your experiences here at the ranch?
Sure, why not? Okay. Well, just now, did you guys talk about the ship that you saw?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I was sitting in the back with one of the volunteers, and we were just kind of talking as James was beginning his presentation. And we look at each other, and I felt like a pulse in my chest. I look over and she was holding her chest and I was like, did you feel that too? And she goes, yeah. And then Peter stands up and runs out into the field and goes, there's a ship. And we were like, holy crap. We knew that. And it had actually happened two nights ago when James and I were out in the Skywatch field, and he felt the pulsing in the left side of his body, and he kind of gasped for a second. And then I felt it 2 seconds later. And then he said, okay, at 9:51, there's going to be a power up in the ship that goes over. And I was like, and that was in about 6 minutes. I was like, oh, he's just making things up. There's no way he's going to hit this to the T. And then a few minutes later, we kind of forgot what we were doing. And all of a sudden, there's a huge power shift. And he goes, Kenzie, check your phone. And I look at it. I was like, how the heck did you do that? It is 9:51. So this is day three. And this has already been the most incredible experience. So I don't know how he does it, but James is magic.
Got the mountains up. Got to see the mountains light up.
Oh, my goodness. That was incredible. It was the brightest light. Like there was a star just sitting in the middle of the mountain. How is that even possible?
Yeah.
That was amazing.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah.
All right. We have another experience here you can talk about. I guess she had some Bigfoot as well.
Yeah, last night was really eventful. We had, I stayed up fairly late. My name is Jason, by the way, from Calgary, Alberta. I know I see five friends that listen to the show. But yeah, late, there's lots going on all night. Lots on the mountain, but at about 12:45, the mountain really started going nuts, and we had, there's two or three lights at a time, and you can see them moving, and it looks like they were, had a spotlight. You can see going from left to right, this light beam going into the sky. It was amazing. And that kept going on for an hour. And then, when I went to bed, I was constantly Sasquatch stories, and I think they like it when you tell stories about who they are and what they're really about. And what what great beings they are. And so I went and settled in my tent, and as soon as I got settled, I started hearing them walking around my tent and shuffling and branches breaking. And then I heard a couple of grunts and really low couple whistles. So then I grabbed my phone and tried recording it. So of course it went completely silent. So I tried for about 2 minutes. So then I turned the phone off, and then I started hearing some whistles and some really light wood knocks on the trees and breaking branches, and they started tapping on my tent and like they're throwing stuff at it, and yeah, it was really awesome. So hoping for more of that tonight. And yeah, it's just been a great experience, and I hope anybody that's been thinking about coming out here does it. You won't regret it.
Awesome. All right. Well, thanks for coming on the show.
Okay.
We're kind of just roaming around here talking to different people and to get their experience here at the Soltech Conference. And so we've got another beautiful lady that popped up here. So I want to talk about your experience with 3D SETI since you've been here.
Oh, yeah. It's just magical. It is magical. Please come visit. The ranch is beyond. I just got a picture of Bigfoot imprint in my little shoe in the hand, and that imprint in the dirt is so exciting. Seeing the starship, experiences with the fairies, lighting up my tent like a little flashlight going off and on, and I think what else? There's been so many experiences.
There's so many things going on. It's hard to recount all of them.
What else? Just like the fairy, you know, somebody losing something and asking the fairies, and they're like non-believers, and they're like, no, just ask gently, you know, and then their car keys.
And it had a car,
and he goes, he put down something, and the car just slipped out.
Go ahead.
His car slipped out when he set something down, and he's trying to get his mind wrapped around how could that have happened. It was like it fell out of the air. We both went in the, it was just like it fell out of the air. He's like, no, how did that happen? It had, you know, he's trying to logically think, how did that happen? And it, but, you know, it's not.
I've had small flutes disappear and rings and things, all kinds of things. And then you imagine, you go, okay, put it back, you know, and then you come back and it's right in the middle of the table where you would have seen it. And I know that happened with Jimmy Church and a few other people here. So
even tree beams.
Yeah.
I was kayaking around your little pond.
Oh, yeah.
I looked in the tree and there's a field of trees.
Oh, yeah.
In the tree.
The green man. Yeah. Awesome.
It's been so magical. And I can knock this off my bucket list.
All right. Well, thanks for coming, and talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome to As You Wish Talk Radio.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Want to talk about some of your experiences since you've been here?
Yeah. It was really interesting last night. I woke up around 3:30, right when that eclipse was happening on the other side of the planet, a solar eclipse. And it was like this big windstorm. It was on like this big change is happening. And it was just like really blowing. So that was really, I don't know, seemed like a connection going on. And
it's been really smoky, and skies have been really smoky and hazy. And now it's just pure blue sky.
Yeah, the moisture's back. It's just, it feels good. The air's clean. So it's like a breath of fresh air.
So you've seen a lot of the ships?
Yeah. The first night I was here Wednesday night, they were like almost communicating with us. They just like do these big power ups. They just be there and all like, and they disappear and phase out, and all of a sudden they just come in and blink and flash at us, and it's super cool. A few of them were actually stopping and then moving and going sideways and then stopping, you know, so we knew they were shit.
Definitely not meteors.
No. Yeah, so, pretty powerful place, powerful land, and just all the teachers here at Soltech are
great,
you know, top-notch, really powerful experience.
All right, well, thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks, Jen.
All right, I have another victim here.
Oh,
welcome to As You Wish.
Thanks, King.
Can you talk about some of your experiences here?
Oh, it's been amazing. It's my second time here. I was here in July, and I met a lot of good people, good speakers, amazing amount of energy. The first night I was here, I saw some lights where I was standing here, beautiful. And then the other night, I saw a diamond.
Oh, yeah.
I had to go to the restroom in the middle of the night, of course, and you didn't want to find your way back to the bathroom. And I went, and the diamond just showed up, a yellow-orange diamond, just out of nowhere. And that was a really neat experience. And it's been a fabulous time here. I mean, there's so many teaching and things and energy and growth and healing. And the way you talked about going back home, I went back home, and it was really bizarre because I was sleeping one night, and I heard this roaring noise, like...
Yeah.
And I woke up and I thought I was clear. It's organized Lamborghini, so I blamed it on that. Then I blamed it on my neighbor, and I looked up through the bathroom windows, and it was like red, you know, like red energy.
Uh-huh.
I was like, oh no, I'm like, they're here to get me. Then I go back to sleep. So that kind of reminded me, you know, going home, things happen.
Yeah.
And then another occasion, the next time I went on visit my brother, and he had a briquette sitting on a table, and something pushed it over.
Oh, nice.
And it interfered with our projection. But yeah, fabulous time. I would recommend everybody to come, bring your families, everybody that's open to this experience. And James, you're the best. I love your stories. You make me laugh all the time.
Great. All right. Thanks for coming on the show. We're going to wander over here and see if we can get a few more people on the show. Maybe we can get, Laura. Hey, Laura.
Laura.
We have another workshop here. We're on BBS Radio.
Hello.
So you had a chance to come on the show.
Hi, my name is Laura Canty.
And she's doing some amazing healing work here. She worked on my back a little bit and just walked up to me and told me exactly what was going on all the energy blocks and everything. Blew me away.
Thank you.
But you're doing a workshop here, and I guess you'll be going back to Las Vegas. I don't know.
Tuesday,
yeah.
Tuesday.
But can you talk a little bit about your experience here and some of the things you've seen?
Oh, my gosh. I love every single person here. Everybody is just so welcoming and so warm and connected. And the land here is also welcoming. It's like as soon as you arrive here, it's like you're home.
Yeah.
And I absolutely love it.
Nice. And you've seen a lot of the energy going on here. You've seen the mountain light up and you've seen
I've seen that. I've seen the ships passing in the sky and these bright lights and flashing on the mountain. And it's almost blinding, some of it.
I know. Now, you think about it, that's 12 miles away.
Wow.
And so the light coming off of that mountain, it's actually covering about a quarter mile of space, you know, on the mountain. And so it's about a quarter mile wide. And it's so bright. And it's just like, and you tell people it's 13 miles away and it's in a wilderness area. You can't have a vehicle. You can't have anything up there. So for them to try to say that's a camper, you know, with a flashlight,
right.
Beyond ridiculous. But they do. They try. You know, they try to debunk it. But it is. It's not even logical or rational, some of the things they come up with.
Mm-hmm. And I also saw, I didn't know what I was seeing at the time, but it was what you would call Bigfoot.
Yeah.
I was just so surprised. I'm like, what is that?
Yeah. And then it phased out on
it
you.
It did. And then that surprised me, too.
They do that. They'll totally phase out. They'll walk right across in front of you, and you go, what is that? And all of a sudden, it's gone.
Yeah, I saw that.
They'll give you a brief look-see, you know, to kind of get your
And then right over there, I saw something. It was big and black. It looked like a ship.
Uh-huh.
Come in and then go out very quickly.
Yeah. We had, during your workshop, we had two ships come over here.
Wow.
We had one earlier. We had a huge cigar-shaped ship come over, but we had one that looked like a diamond, like right in the middle of both of our workshops. And it came right over and it appeared and it shot off. And it came right over the group here. So people went running out to see it. You know, so that was pretty interesting. But anyway, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Maybe we'll have you on as a guest sometime.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. Oh, okay. All right. We're roving, looking for victims to come on the show.
All right, I'll do it.
CBS
do
Radio, it. Right here. So,
yeah.
You're the better half of Jason Quick.
That's right.
Yeah, can you talk about your experiences, some of the things you've seen here?
Things I see here. Hi, I'm Monica. I was here last year. I was able to connect with the amazing fairies here. They're very unique from any I've ever seen anywhere. Very light, and I love how the energy here, you can feel how well it's maintained. So it's just a place of natural, spontaneous healing. You just show up. You don't even almost have to, I mean, of course, you have to participate and work on it, but it almost happens on its own. So as soon as I got here, I knew I was just going to
relax.
Take a deep breath, and everything would just start to melt away, and it's been beautiful.
Awesome.
It's my second conference here, and I absolutely love it.
Great. Thank you. Well, I'm glad you're enjoying yourself.
Very much so. So thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Great.
All right. We're live on DBS, and we're walking around interviewing people. We're hijacking people just to get their take on, you know, what they're up to here. And I know you're doing workshops. And
We're doing workshops, and it's very fun because I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning with the energy realigning for today's course, and that was great to have the support of the land here, just handing that out to
me.
Different people that hadn't expected to be in our class suddenly wanted to. And the earth was just like, okay, let me give you this extra support because you're going to have more people than you can normally carry on.
Yeah.
So that was really nice. And then, of course, being spacious. I mean, who really believes that's real until all of a sudden now there's like five just passed overhead. It's like, there's no chance it's not real anymore. It's great.
I know. We tell people that. They go, what do you do at night? I said, we don't watch TV. We put up lawn chairs and watch ships go over. Power up and make right angle turns and things like that. They go, yeah, right. I go, no, come on out. Bring your own lawn chair.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I've even been on spaceships, but typically out of body kind of thing. I'm like, is it really real? But now it's like, oh, thank you so much for giving me this next little piece.
You saw it on the mountain light up and the doors open and all the other things going on here.
Yes. Have you had a chance to hang out on the mountain. But
yeah. You know, a lot of people are seeing the Bigfoot cruising around here. There's a whole family that hangs around here now and then.
I haven't seen what my partner did, and she didn't know anything about them.
Uh-huh.
But when she saw it, and so he would phase in and out, and she thought she was hallucinating. She's like blinking her eyes, and then she's like, what was that? And then somebody told her, that was Bigfoot. She was like, oh, my gosh, I saw Bigfoot.
It was amazing. So many people, that happened to me before. I didn't go looking for Bigfoot, and next thing you know, I'm face-to-face, 6 feet away with a female. And I said, I guess they are real. You know, so. So anyway, I just put everything on the shelf. You know, I just say anything's possible. You know, it's like it's going to keep an open mind, but I'm kind of like, but I want to see it myself. You know, I want to prove it. And so far, every time, you know, things they do manifest and they do show me what's going on.
And synchronicity here is really super easy too. With the kind of people that come here, synchronicity just happens like every third minute. You're like this and the connections is just so easy and so natural. So I really appreciate that you provide that for everyone.
Awesome. Well, hey, well, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Certainly.
I'm gonna wander around and see if I can find some more victims to hijack and get on the show here. We're heading out towards the main circle. We've got a few people. Two people coming up here. Use the blank spot, but I've got to walk from one place to another. Bring in some people. We're coming over to the smoking table. So you can hear in the background. You hear in the background, Jimmy Church. We're now at the smoking table. There's a big fire pit, and everybody comes here to have a cigarette. We have a major fire hazard. Hey, Jimmy. Say hi on DBS Radio.
DBS. Oh, DBS. What's up? The Valley. Inland Empire. Right?
Yeah.
DBS, right?
Yep. All right. Jimmy Church, maybe we can grab him over. Let's grab Rita. Hey, Rita's wandering around here. Can we get Rita on the show? Come on, Rita. No. Hey, tell us about your experience. So Rita is a main key player in helping put together Soul Tech here that's ongoing, Rita and Jimmy. And we're going to bring Rita on the show really quick to talk about some of her experiences here.
Everybody should do Isari Ranch at least once in their lifetime. If you're hearing this, put it on your list.
Thank you. Yeah, we're just getting people straight up. Nothing's predetermined. We're gonna see if we can get Dana on the show here. We're on BBS Radio.
What's up, BBS Radio? Is it on fire on here?
So anyway, yeah. So wanted to get your take. Dana's been very instrumental. She's been like an angel. She came here and helped put together the whole thing here, the whole Soul Tech thing. We had all kinds of problems. She's like this problem solver. And we actually let the air out of her tires, and we cut her coil wire so she can't leave now. And we're going to kidnap her. But just kidding. Yeah. Anyway, you want to talk about some of your experiences here and just, you know, what it took to put this thing together?
Absolutely. Sure thing. Hey, guys. So Soul Tech has been so amazing. We've really, I think, been able to bring together a new kind of conference where people are here to, they're at the land where contact is happening, you know. So we've created a conference based on everything that's so special about GSETI, you know, creating a space to facilitate contact experiences, to facilitate contact from within. So right now, I'm looking at a bunch of people sitting around a fire pit, relaxing, talking about the things they've seen, the things they've felt, the activations they've had. We've had participants healing each other, reaching out and offering their skills to just facilitate people getting into the energies here at eSETI. So it's been such a special place of learning and activations and workshops and building new skills and creating a lot of harmony and synchronicity and resonance together. So I wish you guys were here. Anyone listening now, next year, Soul Tech happening, be there.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you for all your work you've done in helping this thing come together.
So good, my pleasure.
I told her, I was talking to Vicky, and I said, we got to hijack her.
Well, if it wasn't the energetic work that you and Vicky are doing, there would be no way that this could come together or come as soon as it has.
Thank you. Yeah, there were so many challenges to put this together. It was, like, unbelievable. And we had to, like, start over from scratch right before the conference and start notifying everybody and get all the plane tickets done. And it was just, like, unbelievable. But anyway, it all finally came together and in a really good way. It's pretty amazing what the people here are experiencing. It looks like we've got 1 minute left. We're coming up to the end of the show. And we have a father-son team here. You want to talk a little bit about eSETI and your experiences here?
Yeah. It's been amazing. It's just every hour, it's just a new experience, new feeling, a new power. Just got out with Matthew Ryan doing meditation, and that's done something I've never done ever.
Oh, great.
Blaston went somewhere and traveled somehow. Still trying to take it all in.
Take it in, yeah. Now, you brought your kids. I think it's amazing you brought your kids here, and you guys are the youngest Vader knots here with your T-shirts and everything else. We got photographs of that. It's just amazing. You want to talk about your experiences here?
Ed, what do you want to say?
It's like talking on the phone. You're talking about some of the fun.
What's your favorite thing out here?
I don't know.
What's it? The cornhole game, the basketball,
looking
the ship.
Mount Adams. The goat.
The goat.
Sheep.
Camping. He's been a little shy here. We're going around sticking a phone in people's faces. But anyway, it looks like, unfortunately, we're at the end of the hour. That went fast. But anyway, it's still going on, Soul Tech. We'll be wrapping it up tomorrow. But amazing conference. The ships have come as always. Great speakers. We even had a couple Bigfoot sightings here. We got photographs of the footprints. There's so much going on here. I don't know where to start. But unfortunately, we're out of time. So this is Jane Film with BBS Radio. As You Wish Talk Radio, signing off. Stay in the heart. Keep an open mind, loving heart, and keep your intentions pure as we're going through the shift. Good night.
You know, trespass on anybody else. Anyway, so have a great evening. We're signing off. You know, watch the skies again, stay in the heart, and create heaven on earth. That's what we're here for. Anyway,
thanks, guys.
Good night.
Thank you.